So I'm going to continue with this little series on reconciling opposites, on working with paradox in practice. And today I'm going to focus on being and doing. And I kind of want to call the talk doing, undoing, being. And there's two basic modes of existence, doing mode and being mode. And doing is, you know, things we do, actions in the Buddhist tradition. It's traditionally codified as actions of body, speech, and mind. So your actions of mind is the activity of mind. Thoughts. You can be sitting very still and still doing, because in your thinking mind, you're planning, fantasizing, recriminating, regretting, judging. So there's lots of things we do even when we're sitting still. Being is really it's not so much the letting go of doing, but it's dropping into presence, relaxation, belonging, satisfaction, fulfillment. Being is a very, very deeply satisfying experience. It's the total relaxation of body, mind, heart, spirit. We all know how to relax our body. Do you know how to relax your mind? It doesn't mean not thinking. Relaxing the mind really means accepting what is exactly as it is. That's mental relaxation. And it's really the full expression of being is not just relaxation and acceptance, but also presence, awareness. Being very aware and present. It's this beautiful quality of this balance of relaxation and energy. We're alert, we're aware. We're relaxed, we're at ease, we're accepting. It's beautiful. We love it. It's the end of seeking, it's the end of suffering. And it's typically very, very sensory. In the state of being, we're very much aware of our physical experience. And Japanese haiku is this art form, really of expression of being. Just a simple haiku from Busan, 18th century Japanese haiku poet. Coolness, the sound of the bell as it leaves the bell. So sensory. And here's another kind of portrait of being from Crowfoot, an orator from the Blackfoot Nation in the 19th century. What is life? It is the flash of the firefly in the night. It is the breath of a buffalo in the wintertime. It is the little shadow that runs across the grass and loses itself in the sunset. So much presence. Really in a place of being where you're watching the shadows of the day eventually be caught by the shadows of the earth in sunset. In our practice, in meditation, being is really letting go of effort and focus. It's really pure awareness. It's awareness of everything. It's self-awareness, but no self-consciousness. Just pure awareness, no effort, no focus. So how do we put together being and doing? Both modes. And we have to do. Our life is full of doing. And we don't want to throw out the doing of thinking mind at all, because thinking mind can be so helpful. It's not the best master, but it can be a pretty good servant. Is it working for you, or are you working for it? And so in my mind, just a very visceral example of being while doing is going to see the abbot of the monastery Wat Pa Pong, which is the monastery that Ajahn Chah started in Thailand. And Ajahn Chah is a very famous meditation master from the 20th century. He was the abbot of Wat Pa Pong when Jack Kornfield was a monk there in the 60s and early 70s. And so I went to see the new abbot, Ajahn Liam. I was a monk in training in a nearby monastery, Wat Pa Nanachan in Thailand. And so I just had the good fortune to be able to have an audience with him. And we had to go find him. We showed up at the monastery, a friend and I. Ajahn Liam didn't speak English, so I had a friend monk who was could act as a translator. And we had to go find him, and he was out making a trail in one of the forests in the monastery grounds. And he had a machete, and, you know, he knew I was coming. So, you know, there were introductions. And then we walked to the sala, the meditation hall, where I got to have a little chat with him. And just walking behind him, it was this sunny afternoon. He had a machete kind of like over his shoulder. And in Thailand, they have this expression, sabai sabai, which is sort of their version of it's all good. And that's the presence of this man. He was a very awake person. And it was like, even still, there's this somatic feeling of like, it was a sunny afternoon, but his presence was like the sunny afternoon. And we just kind of sauntered over to the meditation hall. And so for me, that is a very kind of like visceral somatic reminder of what putting being and doing together is like. When doing is really coming out of deep practice and this sense of being, doing just happens. It's kind of like effortless effort. Effort without attachment, effort without reactivity. So in the Tao Te Ching from Lao Tzu, it says, do you have the patience to wait until the mud settles and the water is clear? Can you remain unmoving until action arises by itself? In our day and age of email and texting and voicemail and surfing the web and, we manifest that, can you remain unmoving until the action arises by itself? If we're in deep stillness, sure. But for a lot of us, that deep stillness, we don't really live there. Our lives are so busy and complicated. So how do we kind of like bring being and presence into our actions? It's going to take some effort. It's not so much effortless effort, but it's really like we have to really remember, oh, right. You know, kind of in the mode that we're in, it's more like we need to watch what we're doing. Consciously make an effort to be aware in activity. And this is why walking meditation is a great practice, because it's a bridge. It's a bridge into our daily lives, but it's very embodied. if we can stay embodied and watch ourselves act, that's the way we can kind of bridge being and doing. And meditation is a kind of doing. When we practice in formal practice, we're doing, you know, there's an object and it's, you know, a quote unquote me paying attention to the object. And this is a kind of doing, but it's the doing that leads to being. So I like to call it undoing. Meditation practice is undoing practice. So we're really practicing merging being and doing when we sit or when we do walking meditation. And then we naturally take that into our activity. We watch ourselves take action. And the best way to do that is to just really wake up when you're being physical, when you're doing something like walking the dog, folding laundry, doing dishes. You know, household chores are a great time to really bring in presence, bring in mindfulness. And then this thing about being able to act without attachment, that's really tricky. It's basically the sense of do what you're willing to do and let go. Also in the Tao Te Ching, it says, do your work, then step back, the only path to serenity. So simple. Just do what you can do and let go. And then time to do something new. Okay, now this, watch yourself do it and then let go. And that letting go really means letting go of attachment to results. Your action is like your gift to the world, whatever your action is. And then you let go. However the gift is received isn't yours. Someone might love it. Someone might be confused. Someone might not like it. That isn't yours. So, you know, action that would really come from being is would be action for the sake of acting. It's like we take refuge in the action, not in however the action is received. And so I'll just leave you with a little bit of thinking from Thich Nhat Hanh in his book, The Miracle of Mindfulness. And he's really talking about being while doing. He says there are two ways to wash the dishes. The first is to wash the dishes in order to clean the dishes. The second is to wash the dishes in order to wash the dishes. If while washing the dishes, we think only of the cup of tea that awaits us, hurrying to get the dishes out of the way, as if they were a nuisance, then we're not washing the dishes to wash the dishes. What's more, we're not alive while we're washing the dishes. In fact, we're completely incapable of realizing the miracle of life while standing at the sink. If we can't wash the dishes, the chances are we won't be able to drink our tea either. While drinking the cup of tea, we'll only be thinking of other things. So my little practice advice is just act for the sake of acting, not to get something done, but just waking up to acting itself, washing the dishes to wash the dishes. So